People in Manitowoc have been working at aluminum foundries since the mid-1800s. Miro has had a presence there for nearly 50 years. Aluminum products have made Manitowoc a familiar name around the country, but a company spokesperson says consumers now prefer cookware made of stainless steel. Mike Klug manages the Manitowoc plant. He says the company is also suffering from larger forces in the retail market.
Another factor, a big factor here, was that a lot of our retail customers, including Kmart, they have either gone out of business or they've gone into bankruptcy.
Miro sales have plummeted 50% in the last 5 years. The company says it'll meet with representatives of its four unions. Klug says they'll brainstorm creative alternatives. But he says it's hard to tell if anything can save the plant, since it's geared to mass-producing pots and pans that the public apparently no longer wants to buy. 883 people now face being unemployed by year's end. And that stings both economically and historically, according to the head of the Manitowoc Two Rivers Chamber of Commerce. David Ressler says generations of families have worked in Manitowoc's aluminum foundries.
So historically, there have been great-grandparents, grandparents, children, and children of children that have worked there. In fact, I just talked to a gal today. She's her fourth generation working there since she was in high school.
Ressler says the average age of Miro's employees is 47. If the plant closes, he says there will be retraining money available through the state. Miro is one of Manitowoc County's largest employers, so Ressler says its closure will have a domino effect on the larger economy. He expects retail stores will feel the pressure first. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.